from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And he is the senior fellow at the Commonwealth Foundation and writes great stuff at Broad and Liberty and at Real Clear Pennsylvania. So great stuff. The latest one, and I didn't even get to talk about your Mary Poppins column, Guy, but your latest column, Lies, Damn Lies, and Biden-Harris Statistics, breaking today. I'm glad you're here, sir. Should we talk about Mary Poppins first? Because my wife's mad at you.
Well, I don't know that I can handle it. You've ruined Sesame Street for me. If we ruin Mary Poppins for people, I don't know that either of us will be allowed back on the air. We're ruining all these TV icons for millions of children. I don't know, but let's push on and do our best.
Well, okay, thank you. Thank you for being open-minded. Well, you know, my wife took exception to your article. My wife directs, she's a brilliant director. She runs the Delaware Children's Theater in Wilmington, Delaware, a nonprofit that's very different than the Kennedy nonprofits, which we'll talk about later because I have the tax returns on the Kennedy nonprofit. Ooh, boy. But I came home after our discussion. I said, I was talking to Guy Shiraki about his column, and he's written a real interesting turn on Kamala Harris, comparing Kamala Harris to Mary Poppins, basically saying nobody knew where she came from. She popped in from parts unknown, and we don't know much about her background, and then likely she'll disappear and go away when the wind changes. And I told my wife, and I was waiting for her to go, wow, that's brilliant. And she goes, Mary Poppins was a pure helper, an icon. Kamala Harris is a proctological nuisance. She didn't say that. She said something else. And I said, honey, it's just an analogy. He's just making a reference to draw people in. So I think I calmed her down. But I thought it was a very interesting take on it.
Well, I appreciate that, and I hope your wife forgives me. Look, but that's the point, right? Your wife holds an opinion that many people did. Frankly, your wife holds an opinion that 70% of America held as recently as June, which was that she was a failure as vice president and was so. There was actually talk way back in the distant spring of 2024, if we can think back there, that Democrats were thinking whether they might just remove her because she was such a drag on the ticket for Joe Biden. Look, we're now supposed to pretend it's a do-over. And that's what I said. She's now Mary Poppins. She's just flown into town on the umbrella. She landed in Chicago. She gave a great speech. And we're not allowed to ask her questions. We're not allowed to ask her what she did before. And in fact, as we've learned over the last few days, she can say anything she wants as if she's thought about these things for the first time. Right?
Yeah,
she suddenly has an opinion. I mean, we learned what? Come on, Mike. In the last 24 hours, we learned that she's for the wall. I mean, as somebody said on Twitter, I mean, we're about 5 minutes away from her showing up in a long red tie wrapped around her neck, you know, and doing her hair over. I mean, she's willing to take on any Donald Trump position at this point and abandon anything. And that's the point. That's where the Mary Poppins came from. It's just this idea that she has no history, no references, no resume, and we should just all sit back and she's magical and she's going to make everything better. She's going to make the medicine go down easily. And we're not watching Mary Poppins. This isn't a movie. It's real life. So why do we think the person that created these problems is suddenly going to fix them? And why do we believe that the position she held all of her adult life, she doesn't hold anymore? No serious person does, only folks who are in the media that want to see her win.
That's so true, and it's all very accurate. I feel like I threw my wife under the bus here, but I didn't want to do that. Yeah, but she's The reality here is at the core of your thesis is rock solid thinking that we don't know anything about her. She has ducked every real interview and any live statement she's done, any one-on-one press she's done in the past has been a word salad or a complete laughable adventure. So here she is. And to your point about Kamala Harris and whether or not she's ever going to speak to the press, I think I have it right here. Her people gave us two separate answers, both Saturday and Sunday. Sunday and Monday, we got two different answers from Kamala's people about scheduling an interview or about doing an interview. Check this out, Guy.
There are two bugs.
Well, look, the vice president has said that she is going to sit down for an interview before the end of this month, and that is going to happen.
As the vice president said, and I think you all know, she said that she's going to schedule an interview by the end of the month. I think everybody can look at a calendar. She'll schedule it by the end of the month.
So did you catch the change, Guy? On Sunday, her people were saying she said she'll do an interview by the end of the month. And then yesterday, her people are saying she said she would schedule an interview by the end of the month. So she's not even committing to an interview. She's committing to scheduling an interview. The interview might be November 4th.
Well, look, she's very busy. She's very busy because she's studying all these issues and preparing. If you're Kamala Harris or Tim Walz, the amount of time you have to spend relearning what you believe and apologizing for what you believe and explaining the very things you said a year ago or fixing your resume, they don't have time to do an interview. I mean, they're spending all this time recreating positions, recreating their life, and they're afraid. Look, as you know, because you follow this, right, and many of the listeners do too. I mean, her tough interviews have not been with you, right? Her tough interviews have not been with Rich Zioli. Her tough interviews have not been on Fox. I mean, she sat down with Lester Holt. NBC is basically a subsidiary of the White House, or the White House is a subsidiary of NBC. She couldn't handle a planned interview with Lester Holt to talk about the border when she was told that she was going on an interview with Lester Holt to talk about the border. Her answer to "Have you visited the border?" was, "Of course I haven't, but I haven't been to Europe either." I mean, look, if I was managing that race, I wouldn't let her do it either. But the point, as much as we laugh or we sigh or we smack our foreheads, what we have to realize is that she is running for president of the United States, and she apparently can't handle a question and a follow-up question in a world where our border is wide open, China is simultaneously threatening India, Taiwan, and the Philippines. Russia is fighting with Ukraine. Russia is threatening to turn off energy from Germany. The world is a dangerous place. And this person who wants to be president of the United States is afraid to take a question from George Stephanopoulos. This should give everyone pause.
Well, it should, because not only does it say so much about her, but we know she's going to have the question at least a day before it's asked as well. So that's
yeah,
crazy.
Right. Yeah, it's crazy. And look, you know, having been a candidate and having worked with people who run for office, part of the question and answer is for the public not only to get, do they agree with what you say, but they want to see your eye contact. They want to see your body reaction. They want to watch you think through it. Look, nobody running for president, nobody running for Congress, nobody running for any of is expected to know everything about everything all the time. But we want to learn what makes you tick. How do you handle stress? How do you handle pressure? I mean, my goodness, if you can't handle after a lifetime, I mean, again, she had, just again, remember, since she graduated law school, she has not had a job in the private sector. That's not a criticism. That's a fact. Since she graduated law school, she's not had a job in the private sector. She has been in the public eye as an assistant district attorney, a district attorney, the attorney general, the United States Senator, Vice President, now running for President of the United States. If she can't handle a media question, then she's not ready for the job. And I think we're at the point now for most Americans who are being honest, she's not ready for this job. When you combine that with her record, she's really not ready for this job. And the longer they stall and use word salads to push it off,
I hope it becomes clear to more and more people. The world's a dangerous place. She's not prepared for the job.
So here's the question, Guy Shiraki, and that's who we're talking with, our guest from Broad and Liberty, friend of the show, or at least his mother-in-law is a big friend of my show's, and I'm glad she's guided you this direction. So the big question for you, Guy, this issue is so important. The GOP needs to get out there with this message. She can't do the job. And the problem is how to do it without looking like you're picking on a woman or without looking like you're denigrating her because she has been a heartbeat away from the presidency. But in fact, she and Joe Biden are two of a kind. Joe didn't really have a job in the private industry since he graduated law school. He's been working in government gigs basically his entire life. Even after he left the White House as vice president, he still allegedly had a gig at Penn, which he didn't really do anything. So they're the same kind of a person, and yet this one, I think, is much worse than Biden. How do you tell the GOP to get the message out there? I got about a minute left here.
All right, so I've got to help them win the election in less than a minute. Here we go.
Yes. Look, yeah, no pressure, Guy.
Sorry. Look, Mike, as I've shared with you and others, I think they run the race the same way. This is a reelection campaign. Kamala Harris is asking to be reelected. She's the sitting vice president of the United States. She has been part of the tie-breaking vote for every wasteful spending bill. She failed us at the border. She had to be dragged and forced to go to the border by the left-wing media. She has failed at the border. She lied to us about Joe Biden's health. She won't take a question. The job she had, she's done poorly, and she won't answer questions about the job she did or tell us what she's going to do in the future to withstand questions. I think it's that simple. This is just like Biden, only worse. This is the Biden campaign. She is running for reelection. She has failed on the job as vice president. She's failing on the job as a candidate. It's that simple. It's not personal. This is business. This is about our lives. This is about our families and our nation. She's failed at the job she's had, and she's failing us as a candidate. There's no reason she should be reelected.
See, and that is the key word that you bring up in your column, that we have to remind people she should not be reelected. She's not replacing Biden. She's getting reelected to carry on the same policies and principles, which she still hasn't posted anywhere online. Great stuff, as always, from Guy Shiraki. You should follow him on Twitter X. Wonderful stuff, as well as Broad and Liberty and Real Clear Pennsylvania. Guy, thanks again for being there.
Thanks for the opportunity. Now I know why my mother-in-law Dorothy loves you. I'm beginning to love you, too.
Come over here. I'll give you a hug, you big lug. I love you. Now get out of here.
Have a great day. See you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, his mother-in-law is a big fan of my Saturday night shows and my fill-ins.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.